Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The gold and silver markets took us on wild rides in 2011. Guess what? They will be even more volatile in 2012. According to GFMS, one of the most respected analysts of precious metals, the Chinese market, government and private, absorbed more than 22 million ounces of gold in 2011, up sharply from 2010 levels. That means that the Chinese are taking about 30 to 35% of all newly mined gold off the market. What will have perhaps the greatest impact on the gold market was just revealed within the past 3 weeks. A London metals trader recently reported that the Chinese government is aggressively negotiating with multiple gold mining companies to purchase their entire gold output on long-term contracts. This is the same London trader who spilled the beans in 2003 that the Chinese were buying gold reserves, which was not confirmed by the Chinese nor reported by the mainstream financial press until 2009. If true, and the Chinese do succeed in signing contracts, this could have an enormous impact on gold trading. It may appear that it shouldn't matter whether the Chinese acquire the same number of physical ounces of gold direct from the mines or by taking delivery of London or COMEX contracts. Not so. If the Chinese purchase directly from the gold mining companies, that means that fewer ounces of gold will appear on the London or COMEX markets. The COMEX is heavily leveraged, where it only has a small fraction of the gold to meet the contractual obligations of existing contracts. If it stops receiving as much physical gold as years past, it will have to sharply reduce selling paper contracts for gold and perhaps even close out a large number of existing short positions. The impact on the London market, the world's largest gold trading center, would be even more extreme. This market is leveraged far more than the COMEX. At the Commodity Futures Trading Commission hearings in March 2010, analyst Adrian Douglas estimated that the London market could only cover, at most, 3% of its physical gold liabilities. Analyst Jeffrey Christian then testified that the London Exchange only held 1 ounce of physical gold for every 100 ounces of liability to deliver physical gold. Think about it. If the London market receives 5 million ounces less of physical gold in 2012 than it did in 2011, those who have sold contracts on that exchange may have to liquidate as much as 500 million ounces of short positions. Even with recycled gold, annual global new supplies are less than 100 million ounces. Just imagine what would happen to gold's price if there was a supply squeeze anywhere near this magnitude. Even if the Chinese don't sign contracts to tie up mine production, there are still lots of brewing calamities that could cause prices to rocket upward in 2012. Among them are the failure of one or more of the world's largest banks, the outright debt default of one or more significant national governments, the U.S. government taking further steps towards seizing the assets of private retirement accounts, a default in delivery by a sizable gold or silver exchange-traded fund, a continuing major downturn in the U.S. real estate market, a detailed report of how and where hundreds of millions to billions of customer dollars were effectively stolen in the Yum Global Holdings bankruptcy, huge inflation of the money supply by major nations. There are more problems than I just listed, but you get the idea. The unfolding MF Global story could have the largest impact. The implications of how customer money disappeared could trigger a run of investors fearful of also having their accounts stolen, withdrawing their accounts from every brokerage. The agreements made in the past 3 weeks for the U.S. government and other nations to sharply reduce the value of major paper currencies is bound to lead to far higher gold and silver prices in 2012. Sprott Asset Management recently filed paperwork to issue shares totaling $1.5 billion. These funds would be used to purchase physical silver. The single acquisition, which would be about 50 million ounces at today's silver prices, could trigger a supply squeeze all by itself. Gold and silver prices have been knocked down enough over the past few weeks to cause even the most ardent owners of physical precious metals to question the strategy of owning gold and silver. If you simply realize that no magic cures for the world's financial woes have been achieved, and if anything, the troubles are getting worse by the day, I think you'll feel more comfortable maintaining and even adding to your gold and silver positions. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.